Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. He joins us now, as he usually does on Tuesday. Hi, Dr. Copen.
Hi, Elise. How are you? Nice hearing your voice today.
Well, thank you, and it's nice to have you back. It is school is back in session, and I'm hearing from teachers around the area and from parents of kids that they're all worried that COVID has decided to come back to school as well. What are you seeing out there? Are you already hearing anything about kids getting vaccinations and when they're going to be eligible so that they can feel a little bit better?
So we're hoping that Pfizer will be ready to submit its data within the next several weeks to FDA for review. Might take through September to come up with the proper data required to make the submission to FDA, but there's a good chance that by the time we get into the latter part of the fall, early winter, we're going to have authorization to start to vaccinate the little kids who are younger than 12. And a lot of people obviously are waiting for that.
Right.
That seems to be the best schedule that we know, Elise, of when that can happen.
Well, I suppose thinking around Thanksgiving, when the weather here gets a little bit colder, you can't go outside as much. That's certainly when we saw a huge spike in cases last year. I think November, December was really crazy in the U.S., and anything you can do to avoid that would be terrific. Do you find that that the booster shot they're talking about, the third boosters for seniors and for, I think, everybody, maybe after 5 months, to me, that's a little bit confusing. What is your take on the idea of boosters for immunocompromised people and just everybody in general?
Yeah, so it's a complicated subject. We have to be careful that when we talk about it, we're being exact on which patient population. I don't think anyone is questioning the immunocompromised group, and we know there's different types of immunocompromised people, but let's just say to start, immunocompromised people are going to need for sure to get a booster shot. Many of the immunocompromised people did not have a very vigorous response to the first two doses of either Moderna or Pfizer or the single dose of Johnson & Johnson. And we know that they do better when they get that booster. And the booster really should be thought of as a third vaccine in a three vaccine series for those people. So that we're already starting to do that, and I think we'll get a ringing endorsement coming out of FDA and the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunizations about the immunocompromised group. The other group, at least, that we need to be thinking about are senior citizens, particularly the older folks who live in nursing homes and other types of assisted living environments. We know from early on in the pandemic that group was particularly at risk of getting sick, and many of the deaths, unfortunately, we saw were in that group. So I think we're going to see booster doses going to that population. That population, let's remember too, was the first group to get vaccinated back in December. So they're already out 8 months. So I think we're going to see that group being vaccinated first. So immunocompromised, the older folks, particularly in nursing homes and assisted living.
You know, it's interesting. So my mother, who's a senior, was able to get the booster already due to some health issues that she has. And she did not have almost any reaction to the first two shots. She had a pretty strong reaction to the third. Is there any sense of understanding of what it means when you have a reaction to it? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Why would you get it on the third one but not the first two? Does anybody have any idea?
Yeah, so now you're asking a question, Elise, about the complexity of the human immune system.
Oh, is that all?
Right? So why did mom got the first two, didn't seem to have a reaction at all, now gets the third and has a reaction to the third vaccine. So the first two, think of it this way, the first two primed her immune system. She had immunity to COVID. Now she gets the third dose of the same vaccine, and now her immune system is ready to go. So the immune system was able to have a far more vigorous reaction to the booster dose as a result of those first two doses that she received a number of months ago. And that's a good thing. I mean, that shows that her immune system is vigorous. So make sure you tell mom, Dr. Copeland says that she's vigorous. That's a good thing.
And she is.
And she should. She should have a really nice antibody response, and her immune system should be in a really good place to keep her safe from the possibility of a COVID infection.
So I love that for mom. And then it strikes me, and again, not a doctor, not trying to play one on the radio, that's why we have you here, but could you also make the assumption that people who have had COVID, maybe even a very mild mild version of it, or maybe they didn't have any symptoms at all, they were asymptomatic, it's possible then if they get a third shot or a first shot in many cases, that they will also have that kind of a strong response to it. They should just expect there to be some sort of a response, but that means that's a good thing, is what you're saying.
Yes, you are correct, Elise, with that. So somebody who recovered from a natural COVID infection, and there's obviously millions of people out there who have, they have natural immunity to COVID. But what we know is those individuals who have recovered from natural COVID infection, when they get vaccinated, they have a very robust response to the vaccine that puts them in a particularly good place when it comes to immunity against future infection. So a good example of that is what we're seeing now with this Delta variant. Back in the beginning of the pandemic, we didn't have Delta. So somebody who had a natural immunity to an early COVID infection would not necessarily have the most vigorous response to the Delta variant. Those people, though, who received a vaccine following the natural infection are in a better place to withstand the COVID Delta infection than somebody who has not been vaccinated. Hence, we have the recommendation that somebody who's had an infection, recovered from the infection, should still get vaccinated. It puts them in a better place.
Yeah, it is really good to have those vaccines. Is Lake Forest Hospital actually seeing a lot of cases now that are coming through, or just a few? And are the cases that you're seeing just from people who are having breakthrough infections, meaning that they were vaccinated but they got sick anyway? Or are you seeing your cases only from people who haven't been vaccinated?
Yeah, so we're not seeing the number of inpatients that we had during the first, during the first wave of infection, or the second wave of infection. But we still have patients who are hospitalized due to COVID infection. I will say, Elise, that pretty much every patient we're admitting with the complications of a COVID infection are not vaccinated, yeah. And this is true everywhere in the Chicago area. It's the rare patient who is hospitalized with COVID who has a severe breakthrough infection through the vaccine. The vast, vast, vast majority of people, and we're talking well over 90% of the people who are hospitalized, who are quite ill with COVID, are not vaccinated. And I think it's worth, you know, repeating what a lot of observers have said. What we're dealing with right now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We need people to be vaccinated. When I'm asked, what can I do to help? when people look at the pressure that our healthcare providers, particularly our nurses and respiratory therapists, are under, the single most important thing is everybody needs to be vaccinated. That will keep people from getting very ill. It will keep them out of the hospital. So, so important that people get vaccinated.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate hearing you say that, because I do think that we all need a reminder just how much we need to go and do this. Can you stick around, Dr. Copen, for a few minutes? We want to take a couple of texts and questions that people have. 312-981-7200 if you've got questions for Dr. Copen. 312-981-7200, we're on with Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He's Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. We have a bunch of texts and some calls coming in. Dr. Copen, I'm so glad you could stick around. From 847, can you ask if the booster is widely available to those over 65 years old yet?
We have not gotten the formal guidance from CDC and FDA regarding routine boosters for people over the age of 65. We're waiting for that. There was a discussion yesterday by the CDC's advisory committee of experts who deal with immunization, but there wasn't a final decision made. Having said that, there are plenty of people over the age of 65 who have found their way to boosters, like Elisa's mom. So there's well over a million people who've gone ahead and already availed themselves of doing it. So it is occurring, but we're waiting for the formal guidance from FDA and CDC in order for physicians to make proper recommendations to our patients.
We got a text from 630. What if you had COVID and then a month later received the first dose of Moderna and had a bad reaction, so didn't receive the second dose of Moderna? Should I get a booster, and am I considered fully vaccinated?
That's such a good question. Probably you're fully vaccinated with the single dose. In Britain, that was one of the recommendations there, that individuals were just getting who already recovered from a natural infection would get a single dose of the vaccine. So you're probably okay. I would say, though, that someone like you definitely should consider getting a booster. Depending how many months out we are, if you're 6 months or more out from that single dose of Moderna, it would be a good idea to get a booster when the boosters are available.
And I know that we've asked this before, but you can go Moderna and Pfizer for the booster, right? Those two seem to be more interchangeable, or do you need to stick with your brand name?
Yeah, stick with the same manufacturer. Don't have data to say that it would be okay to get one mRNA vaccine or the other. So if you've gotten Pfizer, two doses of Pfizer, your third one should be Pfizer, and the same with Moderna. If you got a single Johnson & Johnson, it's once the recommendation comes up, it will be important to get the Johnson & Johnson.
Got it. Megan is on the phone. Her child, who's 4.5 years old, actually had COVID. Megan, what's your question for Dr. Copen?
My question is, she had it last October, and I was just wondering if she is more immune to Delta and other variants since she has had COVID already, or if she's kind of at the beginning like other kids who haven't been infected previously.
She would be considered immune. That 4-year-old immune system is really robust and would have had a terrific response to the infection with COVID. So she should be in a good position. The interesting question will be, once we get the approval for 4-year-olds to get the vaccine, will kids who already recovered from a COVID infection also be recommended to get the vaccine? We don't know that yet. That will be part of the data that will be submitted to FDA for its review, and we'll wind up getting a recommendation whether a child like yours should get the vaccine at a later time. So I think we'll be talking about this when we get into the latter part of the fall.
Great. Can't wait. Thank you.
It's nice. And I'm sure that you've been fully vaccinated, Megan, you and your spouse or partner.
We are pro-vaccine in our family. If we can get it, we're going to get it.
Oh, that's good to hear. And fingers crossed about your child. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
From 630, we have a question. What about the flip side? What if there's no reaction to any of the vaccines? Does that mean that it didn't work?
Thankfully, no. It means that it still worked. This is actually something that was looked into in the phase 3 trials that all the manufacturers of the vaccines used to get the emergency use authorization from FDA. And there were plenty of people who were in that original group that had no reaction at all to the vaccine, nothing that they could feel. But when their immune systems were checked with some sophisticated testing that they did as part of those phase 3 trials, it was shown beyond the shadow of a doubt that those folks had a proper immune reaction to the vaccine and were immune to COVID. So nobody should worry if they didn't get sick, didn't start to have lots of pain, didn't have a low-grade fever after they got their injections. Don't worry about that. The vaccines still work.
You know, it's so interesting, Dr. Copin, that you would have this sort of variety of experiences, but people still develop the antibodies. And it's so interesting that we obviously don't have the time, haven't had enough time yet to really test and see who's had what and why. But it's just interesting that you can be fully vaccinated with big responses and feeling yucky for a few days, and then you can have, you know, fully vaccinated and a big response but feel nothing. It's so interesting.
Yeah, at least the way I think about this, it's really the fascinating nature of human biology. We're all human beings, and genetically we're so closely related, but the way that we react to various things can be very different. And that's just the glory of human biology. The good news is we all become immune. These vaccines work.
Yeah.
Even if the manifestation following the vaccine can be so different, we get to the same place. And I think that's the important point here.
We have one quick question from Greg. Greg, we just have 30 seconds. What's your question for Dr. Copin?
My question is, I'm a senior citizen. I'm 83 years old. And flu season is coming up. Do I get my flu shot or do I wait for the booster?
Now, please get your flu shot. It's very, very important that people get their seasonal influenza shot, their seasonal flu shot when available. I suspect that we're going to see a real flu season this year, unlike last year when we were all locked in at home. People weren't going out. We saw no flu at all. This year we're going to see flu. So it's important that people get their flu shots. The other thing is we know it's safe. You can get a flu shot and you can get a COVID booster shot at the same time. There's no need to worry about any kind of cross effects between the two vaccines. So you can do it at the same time. It's important everybody get flu shots. And Elise, I think as we get into September, we're going to start talking a lot more about the importance of flu shots in addition to the boosters.
Yeah, that's a great point. Greg, thank you so much for your call. Dr. Jeffrey Copin, so much great information. Dr. Copin is Chief Medical Officer for the Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Thank you so much for being with us again.
My pleasure. Good talking with you, Elise. Take good care.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.